Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the humanitarian impact of increased deportations from the Dominican Republic to Haiti. Part 1. Overview. On the 2nd of October 2024, the government of the Dominican Republic announced that it would begin deporting up to 10,000 Haitian migrants back to Haiti per week. By the 18th of November, IOM had documented nearly 40,000 deportations, with around 27,000 in October alone. This constitutes the highest monthly number of returns since the end of 2022, when the Dominican Republic began to increase its deportation of Haitian migrants. All deportations were documented at the four official land border crossings, with around 50% at Belladeers, Center Department, 30% at Wanamanth, Nord-S Department, 12% at Anse-Arpitas, Sud-S Department, and 8% at Malpass, West Department. Deportees and returnees, including pregnant women and unaccompanied and separated children, generally arrive with high pre-existing humanitarian needs. Many are deported without their belongings and experience varied protection threats, including harassment, violence, extortion, and the denial of access to basic services while living in the Dominican Republic and during the deportation process. Humanitarian assistance and health, protection, and other basic services are limited or unavailable at the border crossings, leaving many needs unmet. Priority needs for deportees and returnees on arrival include emergency shelter, healthcare, food, water, assistance with identification and referral services, and transport. Deportees and returnees also experience high needs after leaving the border, as many have no safe means of transport or safe destination within Haiti. Most deportees and returnees leave the border after several days, hitchhiking, using cash, or receiving transport from humanitarian responders to travel to their communities of origin or other host communities. While information on their destinations is limited, responder monitoring and data from prior returns indicate that most probably intend to travel to departments bordering the Dominican Republic and to Artabanite Department. Others attempt to return to the Dominican Republic immediately, often through smugglers. There is no systematic monitoring of returnees and deportees' needs on arrival in their communities of origin and other destinations, leaving significant information gaps. Given Haiti's pre-existing humanitarian crisis, which severely escalating gang violence since March 2024 has aggravated, these needs will likely increase along with the needs of host communities, who have minimal resources and capacity to support arrivals. Part 2. Anticipated scope and scale. At the beginning of November, Haitian authorities reported that deportations had decreased. The Dominican Republic's Minister of Interior and Police denied this claim and announced that the deportation of 10,000 Haitians weekly would continue for an unspecified period. By the 18th of November, IOM data indicated a lower deportation rate in the first weeks of November than in October. While deportation rates will likely continue to fluctuate, Dominican authorities are expected to keep deporting Haitian migrants at high rates, as they have since the end of 2022. If the Dominican Republic does deport an average of 10,000 Haitians weekly, around 130,000 deportees and returnees, equivalent to over 1% of Haiti's existing population of 11.65 million, will require urgent humanitarian assistance by the end of 2024. Lower deportation rates will still aggravate pre-existing high needs in Haiti, placing an additional burden on the already overwhelmed education system, health facilities, and other basic services. Given Haiti's escalating humanitarian crisis, Haitians, including those who have previously been deported, will likely continue to enter the Dominican Republic at high rates in search of security, livelihood opportunities, or the recovery of assets that they were unable to bring upon deportation. A policy suspending visas for Haitians in the Dominican Republic since October 2023 will leave these new arrivals in an irregular situation and vulnerable to deportation. Deportations from the Dominican Republic may also lead Haitians to migrate elsewhere in Latin America, fueling a regional migration crisis and further decreasing their resources and coping capacities. Part 3. Background: Haitian migrants and deportation policy in the Dominican Republic. While there is no official figure for the number of Haitians living in the Dominican Republic, estimates range from 500,000 to 1 million. IOM approximates that nearly 500,000 Haitians in the Dominican Republic have irregular status. A 2010 constitutional reform denying birthright citizenship to children born to parents with irregular status rendered up to 245,000 Haitians in the Dominican Republic stateless. A 2013 constitutional court ruling retroactively applied this reform to people born from 1929 onwards. A 2014 law enabling Haitians whose births had been registered in the Dominican Republic to be recognized as nationals, and requiring others to declare themselves as foreigners before being recognized, has faced significant implementation problems and left many unrecognized. Haitians in the Dominican Republic, whether with regular or irregular migration status, regularly face racism, harassment, and violence. Haitians with irregular status are also unable to access social assistance, healthcare, education, and other public services and are particularly vulnerable to mass arrest and deportation. There are reports of deportations since 2022 targeting Haitians with regular status and even non-Haitians from other Caribbean or African countries, motivated by anti-black racism and profiling. Since assuming office in 2020, the Dominican Republic's current Prime Minister, Luis Abinader, has advocated and adopted stricter migration policies, including militarizing the Dominican Republic's border with Haiti and initiating the construction of a wall along 164 kilometers of the 391 kilometers long border. Abinader has also overseen a significant increase in the deportation of Haitian migrants since the end of 2022. IOM documented the forced return of over 208,000 Haitians from the Dominican Republic in 2023, a significant increase compared to 17,000 in 2022. In October 2023, in response to a diplomatic dispute over the Haitian construction of a canal of the Shared Massacre River, which the Dominican Republic claimed would affect its farmers and the environment, the Dominican Republic announced an indefinite suspension of visa issuance and renewal for Haitians. To justify the October 2024 increase in deportations, Dominican authorities have claimed that Haitian migrants burden public schools and the public health system, even though Haitians living with irregular status lack access to public services. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis. Change the outcome.